The Church of Jesus grows. The apostles and the other believers continue their ministry, led by Peter and John, preaching the good news about Jesus, healing the sick, comforting the poor in spirit, and performing many great miracles. The church is gaining popularity, and there is much opposition from the chief priests, the officer of the temple guards, and some Sadducees. They are annoyed because Peter and John are teaching the people that Jesus had risen from death. The temple guards take Peter and John to jail, but finally they are released with a strong warning not to speak or preach in the name of Jesus. This does not stop them from preaching the good news about Jesus, and the healing ministry of the church continues to grow, and new believers are added to the church by the thousands. The attempt of the chief priests and Sanhedrin, the council, to suppress the church by stoning a new leader named Stephen does not stop the good news about Jesus from being preached. From that day, the church in Jerusalem begins to suffer cruel persecution, and all the believers are scattered throughout the provinces of Judea and Samaria, taking with them the good news about Jesus. The only ones who remain in Jerusalem are the apostles. These stories are easy to find in the book of Acts, but I will be concerned here with the highlights of the apostles' lives so that the storyline can be presented clearly. One of the apostles, named Philip, goes to a principal city in Samaria and preaches the good news about Jesus and performs many miracles of healing. The apostles in Jerusalem hear about Philip's success in Samaria, preaching the word of God, so they send Peter and John to them. On their way back to Jerusalem, Peter and John preached the good news in many villages of Samaria, and Philip continued on his own, preaching on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea in the towns of Azotus to Caesarea. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 43 through chapter 8.